The Tom Likas Show.
You can make a loaf of bread for as little as a quarter.
Now, from the New Normal Studios in Burbank.
For a loaf of bread. Thank you for tuning in to the Tom Likas Show. From the New Normal Studios in Burbank, this is where you hear us live Monday through Friday, 3 p.m. Pacific Time, 6 p.m. Eastern Time, 24-7 at blowmeuptom.com. Our podcast is available on demand. Just go to premiumtom.com. That's premiumtom.com. Thank you for tuning in. Thanks for being part of the program. We appreciate it. It's a bonus hour of the Tom Likas Show. And every Tuesday now at 6 p.m. Pacific Time, 9 p.m. Eastern Time, attorney Adam Sachs joins us, and we kind of rotate the content so that it's different every week. Last week, Adam was here talking about DUIs, criminal law, and this week he's talking about, well, family law.
My divorce. First love, my first true love.
Your first true love. That's so ironic when you say that.
Tom,
you know, my
I'll
first true love is divorce law. I love it.
I'll tell you, Tom, it's I had a couple of things I want to talk about today.
Really? Can you see them in the dark?
It was hard, Tom. I'm squinting, but I'm good. I'm good.
Okay, good.
This is silly, Tom, but I think they've kind of gradually gone out of business or gotten a lot smaller. But there used to be this catalog that was called the Sharper Image back in the day.
You know what happened with them? They are the name exists.
Yeah.
But what happened was somebody bought the intellectual property of the Sharper Image, so now they are a website and they are a catalog, but they are not stores anymore. Now Brookstone has morphed into the Sharper Image.
Oh, okay, all right. I got to keep that in mind.
Yes.
This, you know, I was a little bit of a nerd, I think, looking through those catalogs. And years ago, they had a clock which counted down the number of seconds left in your life. You'd somehow enter in how old you were, and based on, like, averages of, you know, life expectancy from, I guess, insurance actuarial tables, this clock would count down, and you see, you know, that life is finite, and you don't have all the time in the universe. And I have to say, I'm talking to a number of people lately from the show and elsewhere who are acting like the game is going to go on forever, and they're spending years and years in really unhappy situations with very, very incompatible partners. And you know, instead of getting to it and getting it over with in terms of getting away from this person or divorcing, or even if they're not married, just leaving the person. And people are very hesitant. They're very scared. They delay for years and years. And I think, you know, you look at your life and it doesn't go on forever and ever. And in terms of your best days and the times that you're going to be the most mobile and able to take care of yourself, and you don't have to have an IV in your arm or an oxygen tank or whatever. I mean, that's your youth and you know, middle age, basically. And it doesn't go on forever. It's really a shame.
It is a shame, but it's a reality. And
But you have to think about your life like, you know, what if you didn't have forever and ever? And we see the mortality. And the story you were talking about with Angelina Jolie, that if she hadn't done this crazy surgery on her breasts or whatever, she had an 87% chance, apparently, of developing cancer. I mean, that's, you know, you have to start saying, wait a second, you know, I'm in my 30s, I'm in my 40s, I'm in my 50s. This isn't forever and ever and ever. And I think one of the follies of youth, when you're 22, you think the game is going to go on forever, and it doesn't. And you wake up one day and you're 30 and you're 40, and it's like, it's amazing. Things really pass you by. You want to have those experiences. You posted something lovely today about that the hottest women in the world or the best women in the world are from Colombia. Well, all right. I mean, I've been to Colombia, you know. I think that's really important that any guy spends a little time doing stuff like going to Colombia and seeing the world's hottest women before he settles down and throws his life away, perhaps on a marriage or whatever that's going to end up being a nightmare ultimately. And anyway, so that's how I was feeling today.
Yeah. Well, I totally agree with you. And how many guys are out there right now? We had one call us who you're going to be talking to in a second.
Yeah, I heard about this.
You know, there you are. You married somebody, and it isn't what you were expecting, but you kind of just plod along and plod along. You had a kid. You plod along. You plod along. And finally, the chick gets sick, goes to the hospital, finds out she has hepatitis C.
Wow.
And hepatitis C.
Wow.
Now, I don't know how she got.
Well,
they're going to say it was from a blood transfusion.
Yeah,
or something.
Big,
you
big
know.
Accident, huh?
You went to the wrong tattoo parlor. You had sex with the wrong 1980s hairband performer. That's how you have to. That's
how you shared needles with a heroin addict,
right? Or a hooker, or you had a hooker, or whatever. That look, okay, fine. It was a you had the wrong blood transfusion.
That's horrible.
Yeah, I know.
Nightmare.
But then the they've been arguing. They've been having a hard time. And it turns out the news comes in, and this caller, who we're going to talk to a little while here, this caller admitted to me that somewhere deep down, maybe not so deep down, he was happy that this happened.
Oh, wow.
Because had it not happened, he might have continued plodding along.
Right, right.
So the reason I'm bringing this up, and we'll let him tell his own story when he
calls
in.
Sure, of course.
But the reason I'm telling this story is because there are people out there right now who are in relationships. They're married. And they stay. By the way, I did this. That's why I know.
No.
You know I did this. You know I was married once, so almost 10 years.
I thought you were happy for 90% of the time.
I was happy, but there was a period of time when we needed to go. I thought we needed to go to a therapist. And I said to her, I've got somebody, or you can pick somebody, whatever you like, but I think we really need to do this. What do you think? She said, I'll get back to you. And then she never got back to me.
The husband-wife conversation.
So I ended up going to the therapist on my own.
You guys did not have good communication, Tom.
Well, put it this way. When she said she'd get back to me, I thought she would get back to me. She did not, but that's okay. What she didn't know was that in my mind, I had kind of a deadline for her to respond, and then after that, I went to the therapist by myself.
Right.
And the therapy went from, how can I fix my marriage, to how can I get out of my marriage, within short order, within a couple of months. We had kind of changed course. The bottom line here is that there's many people out there right now, because they think getting married is stressful. You see all these stories saying that the stress of a divorce...
Maybe getting divorced is stressful.
Yeah, equal to the stress of losing a loved one, whatever.
Sure.
On a scale of 1 to 100, divorce is 100, losing your mom is 100. They're all, you know. And also, obviously, there's people out there afraid of what it's going to cost.
Right.
That was never my problem because I had prenups. So that was not my problem. I never didn't leave for that reason. If I didn't leave, it was because... you know what it's going to be like? I'm going to have to say...
That's the inertia,
you
right?
have to move out, and she's going to yell, and I'm going to have to listen. And blah, blah, blah. Oh, yeah. So there's guys like that out there right now. They would leave if they could see the express train coming, and they could just hop on and go. But they think they're going to be taking the slow train, slow boat to China.
That they can't face it, right? I mean, that's all.
Well, they can't.
Whatever it is.
They don't want to... Look. I talk to guys, and they are still pussies. They I love tears. That's my favorite thing. If I can make a girl cry, I am.
That's the high watermark.
That, for me, is the best. Yeah. People say, oh, she was going to cry, and I don't want to. Oh, are you kidding me? That's how I know I've hit pay dirt.
Right.
My goodness, she's crying. But what we have here is a lot of guys don't want to see a woman cry. They want to see a woman hurt. They don't want to hear her complaining. They don't want to hear, well, me, what about you? I got that one, by the way, in therapy when I was with one of my
right.
exes. I was with the ex in therapy to leave. And so we were there to have the conversation about why I need her out. And all she said was, well, me, what about you? What about what you do? And I finally had to say, this is not a debate, okay? You're out. It's done, and that's what we're here to talk about. How we're right. going, how soon it's going to be before you right. pack your things and go.
Get out!
And get out of my house.
Right. The other thing is that there was a time when, I had a house and you moved in with me, and I'm tired of it. And so one day you come home and the locks have been changed and your stuff is in boxes. You could do that at one time.
Not no more, baby.
I know.
Forget it.
I know.
Not a good idea.
Well, that's why I say not to let them move in the first place.
Well,
because then your house is the Roach Motel. The Roaches move in and they can't move out.
Well,
that commercial with the Roach Motel?
Of course. You know, one of the implications, Tom, about, you know, when you hear that the divorce rate is 50% or 2/3 in California or whatever, that implies that the other half or the other third is doing great. But when you just talk to ordinary married people and so forth, it's not true at all. And most of them are complaining and bitching, and they say, well, I don't know what to do. I can't take it anymore. I don't think I can take it much more. One of the things that came up this week, and I saw you posted this, so I have two issues I want to raise. This is the first one. This is from the New York Post, which I know is your favorite paper from your dad's days or whatever.
Oh, yes, yes.
That they're now calling prenups, prenopes.
Yes.
Where there have been some very successful challenges to prenups.
Well, there was one specific challenge.
Well, it really worked.
It really worked. It was in the news recently.
Right. And apparently now there's a whole army of lawyers, one after another, trying to see how much headway they can make against that. And so that doesn't protect you. It doesn't do too much for you after all, perhaps. So these guys, I think they're going to get married, but they're going to be okay. It's a toss-up in a lot of ways.
Right.
We've also talked about, you know, guys that were doing prenups incorrectly or cheaping out or doing it with their own papers or whatever. I have a story, Tom, that you won't believe. I have a guy who was dating a single mother, which, of course, is not the sharpest thing to do. But she was an older woman, and she was mature, and she was on the pill. And he didn't really believe her. And so she showed it to him. And he actually saw her taking them. I remember you having callers where the guy said, don't worry, she's on the pill. And you were saying, bullshit, do you see her taking them? And the guy goes, I swear to God, Tom, every morning I feed it to her and I make sure she's taking it. Well, this woman showed this guy this bottle of pills. And right away, this kind of raises my radar because, you know, birth control pills don't come in a bottle. They're in kind of this flat pack, you know, where you push them out of the plastic. Well, anyway, this woman had a prescription bottle, you know. So apparently he didn't realize that that was anything strange. And as it turns out, Tom, they were actually fertility pills. And she ended up getting pregnant with twins. Okay? So you want to talk about...
He was lucky it was only twins.
No, you want to talk about how everything, and I mean everything, is upside down today. I mean, I remember hearing you on the radio years ago when you were talking about bring your own condoms.
Right.
And it was almost sociable. And you've seen this in movies where you're getting into the girl's room. And because, you know, the condom is sort of the guy has to put it on or, whatever, you know, it's on him or whatever. So the woman's being very gracious. And she says, oh, I have some condoms in my drawer here. Have a few. And I remember you saying, like, you know, the hell with that. Don't take those condoms.
Right.
And I remember going, like, why not? That's, you know, big deal. You know, girls being nice, she has some condoms, so what? And you pointed out that the woman would make a hole in the condoms or whatever. And I remember going like, holy shit, how cynical. How crazy.
And now how many of those stories have you seen?
Oh, it's amazing. It's really amazing. And I think that as people, I think that we've just becoming very, very self-involved. And a woman is wanting a child under whatever circumstances and to be able to get the money from the guy and so forth and child support. And the thought about the child itself and having a good relationship with the father of the child or having being really a couple and raising the child together, that's the last thing on their mind.
Right.
Which is bizarre. Really bizarre.
Because the child is a pawn. The child is a way to keep a guy in the relationship or to keep getting money like an annuity or both.
Tom, I saw this show that's on MTV where they talk about teen moms or whatever.
Yeah.
There were women, I don't know, women, I want to call them teenagers, girls, that were getting pregnant just to try out for that show. Not to be on the show, to audition for the show.
Right.
Can you imagine it?
Yes.
Say, why did you have me, Mom? Well, because I wanted to be on a show.
Right.
I didn't get picked.
Well, I don't know if you've heard me tell the story, but I'll tell it here because it's in context. Which has nothing to do with teen moms, but I used to spend every summer with my cousins in East Flatbush. They lived in a house in East Flatbush. And I used to... go there during my school vacation in the summertime and literally spend practically the whole summer there because I didn't like living in the suburbs where I couldn't get around. I couldn't go anywhere. I couldn't do anything. I was just kind of stuck at the house. So I went to Brooklyn and lived with my cousins. And I remember my uncle was, you know, at the time just kind of, he was a peace officer in the Brooklyn Battery Tunnel.
Right.
And so... these tunnels that go from Manhattan to Brooklyn, he would walk the catwalk back and forth looking for people who had flat tires or accidents or people who were speeding or whatever.
He wasn't exactly experiencing the sun.
And he was going deaf because the decibel level inside that tunnel is outrageous. So he was a little cranky when he got home from work. And I remember one morning he got home. He used to have these shifts. It was like 10 p.m. to 6 a.m. And I remember one time he came home from the 10 to 6 shift. Now it's 7:15 in the morning, and he's arrived home in East Flatbush from doing the Brooklyn Battery Tunnel. And he comes home, and everybody is sitting around the breakfast table. And he just, he's prepared, just start heading upstairs, not say anything. And one of the kids, one of his three kids, shouts out to him from the dining room table, says, can I ask you a question? And so my uncle, who, you know, he was not a big fat guy like Ralph Cramden, but he was Ralph Cramden, and then he wore a uniform that kind of looked like Ralph Cramden. He was from Brooklyn. So he turns around. He says, what? And his daughter says to him, you know, you just come home here. You don't talk to us. You go to your bedroom and go to sleep. Why did you have kids anyway?
Oh, my God. She's looking for it, huh?
And here's what my uncle said. He said, and I'm quoting directly and verbatim. He says, I was living up to my biological responsibilities.
Oh, jeez.
There's a guy who's...
That's love, huh? That's fatherly
love.
That's
love, right?
Biological responsibility.
He was required, yeah, he was fulfilling his biological
responsibilities. From God or from nature? I'm not sure.
Yeah, he was fulfilling his biological responsibilities. Now, the point I'm making is that there's a lot of people out there who really, you know, they just want someone to make breakfast for them or lunch, or they want someone to do their laundry for them, and they're willing to tolerate having kids as the price of admission.
And what? So you say the woman's diabolically putting holes in condoms or taking fertility pills instead of birth control pills?
Well, because they want the money, they want the security that they perceive as security. There's a lot of that going on.
They're going to be pretty disappointed, Tom.
Well, they're going to be disappointed, but guess what? I don't even think they could be sane about that until after they've done it and after they see the consequence.
Well, that goes back to the clock, Tom, which is the counting down clock.
Yes.
Which is that life is short, okay? And even if you believe in the hereafter, you're going to be in heaven, you have your heavenly reward, which is bullshit, okay?
Right.
The bottom line is life is really short. And there aren't that many good times. There's a lot of difficult things that happen to you in life. And so, especially when you're young, but whatever your story is, why are you tying yourself down at a young age, having kids or getting married too young, or at all? And when you read stuff on things where they're saying all these great women in Colombia, for example, why not look into that? Why not follow up on that?
Right.
Have you been to Cartagena, right?
Well,
it's unbelievable.
I have. It's spectacular.
It's crazy. It's the craziest place I've ever been in my life. Mm-hmm. I can't believe that people don't want to experience that. And they're so quick to throw that all away on their high school sweetheart or whatever. It's stupidity.
Exactly right. Or the high school quarterback, the most attractive guy they'd ever met, and by the time they were 21.
Fine, so then what, to lock him in some dork that you met and lock him into a relationship? That's
right.
The deal?
Well, because again, nobody thinks ahead. They think of the benefits of having somebody there who is, trapped, stuck, a hostage.
Well, they don't know that slavery was outlawed. Why would you want a hostage? Don't you want someone who wants to be with you, for God's sake?
I think people figure that out with age. But I think at a young age, they think, how do I get this person to be locked in for good?
How could it be locked in for good? If they look at anything, the statistics of divorce and so forth, all the circumstances, all the places you can go and all the distances and everything else, all you have to do is talk to your older brother or your older sister. Everybody knows on television, you know people that have split, that moved away, that moved to Canada, I mean, whatever. So how could a woman seriously believe the guy's going to be locked in?
I agree.
And when I talk to them now, and some of them are my clients, and they say, I can't believe I can't collect any child support from him. You know, it's like big freaking surprise.
Right.
He was a moron. He doesn't pay his American Express bill. You
he
think he's going
to
pay you?
To begin with.
Yeah, but he's not paying anyone else.
Why is he going to pay
you?
If only he had American Express.
Whatever, I'm sorry.
Yeah, Discover card.
I don't know where I came up with that.
Can't pay his Discover card.
I don't think of American Express to anybody now.
Yeah, but I think of Discover card as being like the low end.
I mean, he's not paying any of his cards, Tom.
Right. At Discover card. Just those garish colors and everything.
He's not going to pay the Discover. He's not going to pay you child support, stupid.
Right.
And by the way, guys are mean. Guys that don't want kids, you know, they get garnished wages at some job or whatever. And then they say the hell with it. They quit the job.
Right. Or, you know, what I have always said, if somebody did this to me, I would live up to my legal responsibility.
That's saying a lot, Tom.
That's what I would do.
A lot of guys don't feel that way.
Well, I'm not going to spend my life running from the law, okay? I will pay what I am required to pay, but I will not be there. I will not be available. I will not see that kid. I will not come to your house. You cannot bring him to my house.
So what irrational woman would trick someone like you into having a kid? Having said that.
Well, you'd be surprised how hard they try.
Yeah, it's crazy.
I know.
No, if somebody tells you, you know, I always wanted to be a father, but when somebody tells you, I really, really don't, and I'm not going to get involved, it's like, oh, that's okay. He'll change his mind. Yeah, right. Okay.
Yeah.
That's the confused thing where women think that they're going to, like, reform a guy.
Exactly. Well, and by the way, why do you think there have been so many makeover shows on TV? That's how women are. They want to buy low and sell high. They want to get a diamond in the rough.
Yeah.
They want to get a fixer-upper.
Well, getting you to dress a little better is not quite the same issue, you know?
Well, believe me, they lump that all together. No doubt about that.
Okay.
Let's take a break here. We'll come back with some phone calls, and we're going to talk to that guy we spoke to. And we're going to talk to others as well. If you've got a question, Attorney Adam Sachs is here to answer your questions about family law, about divorce, about child support, child custody, about alimony, or vaginamony, as we call it. He'll answer your questions about prenups. Is a post-op even viable? And then some of these other stories, like that one we were talking about earlier, which, by the way, is on blowmeuptom.com. Now, all the vultures, all the ambulance chasers in New York are all motivated now to go in and see how many prenuptial agreements they can overturn based on that recent story about the woman who overturned her prenup. Now everybody wants to do it.
Well, you see, the second she signed it, she's trying to get out of it.
An adult woman who presumably understood what she read or presumably was represented by counsel.
Sure, of course.
Now, she didn't. She had no idea what she was agreeing to.
There's millions of dollars on the line. She has every motivation to fight
it. Exactly right. Here's our telephone number. If you've got a question for Adam Sachs, 901-3000-TOM is our telephone number. 901-3000-TOM. If you have a question about family law, divorce, alimony, child support, all of it, 901-3000-866.
Kicking Earth's ass on TuneIn, iTunes, and at blowmeuptom.com. 901-3000-TOM. This is the Tom Likas Show.
Hey, I want to talk to you about the Black Box. You know, the Black Box is a compact, single-box audio system that connects easily with your smartphone, your iPad, your iPod, your computer, anything with an audio output jack to crank out unbelievable 50-watt sound. In other words, this thing kicks ass, turning any music source into a loud and clear audio system. The Black Box is made by BN Audio. Their owner's been in the industry for 30 years, collaborating with some of the best in the business. And co-owner Devin Bronson has been a Likas listener since he was 13. Now look, this isn't one of those cheap plastic docking systems or something. The Black Box is pro audio. It's all wood. It's wrapped in high-grade industrial vinyl, and it couldn't be easier to use. You just plug and play. Use it at home, barbecues, parties. Hey, it's perfect for all your man cave sound needs. We crank it here all the time. Go to bnaudio.com. That's bnaudio.com. Enter promo code TOM and receive 10% off your order and free shipping with a risk-free money-back guarantee. This is one of the great gadgets, guys. The BN Audio Black Box at bnaudio.com. Crank it!
You know, America loves the Gary and Dino Show. Especially when Dino takes a hot sauce challenge.
Let me catch my fucking breath. I think I may have been too liberal. I broke my fucking toes. I put too much. I'm serious.
The Gary and Dino Show. Show 500, Thursday, May 16th at 7 p.m. Pacific.
Are you going to hurl, dude? It sounds like you're going to hurl.
At blowmeuptom.com.
Is our show available on demand? Absolutely. Go to premiumtom.com right now and sign up. PremiumTom.com features every hour of every show we've ever done since we returned back in April. But there's more, a lot more. We also offer hours of our show broken up into our most popular features. Be Funny, Like Us 101, Money Monday, and more. If you enjoy specific features of our show, you can listen to every Money Monday or every Like Us 101 you've missed all at one time. And don't forget our bonus material. Every week we pick and post classic calls so you can enjoy them without having to listen to entire shows. And more is coming. Subscribing to PremiumTom.com is a great way to play our show to your friends, a great way to catch up with anything you've missed, and by subscribing, you'll be helping to guarantee that we'll continue to do the show. You can subscribe on a monthly basis or save 17% by subscribing for 1 year. Go to PremiumTom.com right now while you're thinking about it. That's PremiumTom.com. All right, the Tom Likas Show. From the New Normal Studios in Burbank, 901-3000-TOM is our telephone number on the Tom Likas Show. Hi. We have a caller named George in Gardena, and George called in to our regular show, and he told his story. We were talking about a totally other topic, but he wanted to talk to our guest, divorce attorney Adam Sachs, who is here for this bonus hour of the Tom Likas Show. And we have George on the line right now. George, you are on with Adam Sachs. Hello.
Hey, what's up, Tom? What's up, Adam?
Hey, George, how are you?
Not bad right now. Yeah. I'm about to get a divorce. I was telling Tom, my wife would just ask me today that she wanted to get divorced. And
she was shocked when George said, "Abso-fucking-lutely, I do."
Right. You're supposed to talk her out of it, huh?
What's that?
You're supposed to talk her out of it?
Yeah, I guess so. I was supposed to say why or question it or something, and I said, "All right, let's do this." So she was, pretty shocked. But I'm going through it. Like I told Tom, we haven't been on good terms for a while already. So I was just, like you said, just like going along with it, but I wasn't really enjoying myself. I was just there, and. Now that she brought it up, I was just, I jumped on it, and I'm going through with it, and I was just trying to get a few questions answered, because with regards to, child support and alimony or something like that, because we do have one child, and I'm trying to get split custody, 50-50. And I was trying to see if that's something that is I'm able to do, or the courts are.
Yes, of course, of course. That's the standard now, joint custody.
Oh, really?
For sure.
It is something that's that I could do. It's not
It's not miraculous. And due to feminism, basically, it's equal in the courts. So there's no reason that the woman automatically gets the kids or anything like that. And the only thing I'm sad about is that you waited for her to come to you and tell you that she wanted the divorce.
Right,
usually
yeah,
the big advantage is the one that gets the initiative. And so assuming she hasn't filed yet, it's really a good idea for you to get on this and for you to be the one who hires, an attorney such as myself. Call my office. I'll be happy to help you. And you need to get into it and you need to file it first. So you choose the court and you set the stage and you get the momentum. And then she's going to spend the rest of the divorce trying to catch up. And as far as custody, I mean, like you said, 50-50. If there's nothing wrong with her, she's not any kind of bad mother or anything, then it's reasonably normal to share custody in that way. And there are different arrangements that people make in terms of splitting the time, in terms of splitting the weeks or splitting different weekends or whatever. That's things that you can work out with her and so forth. But that's not unusual, and that's certainly going to reduce the issue of child support. And if she makes more than you, she's going to be paying you child support. Child support is not automatically to the woman. It goes to the parent that has less money and has the children most of the time.
All right. That was kind of my next question, because this past year I did make about $10,000 more than her.
Right.
But she got a new job, so now she's making more than me.
Well, there you go.
So what do they go off of?
These are modern times. I mean, if the woman makes more than the man and the custody is split, for example, like you're talking about, relatively equally, she'll be paying you child support.
Okay.
That always blows the woman's mind when we're in court and the woman gets ordered to pay child support to the man, or God forbid the woman has to pay alimony, which we now cannot call vagina-money, Tom, because it's coming from the vagina.
Yes.
But when a woman gets ordered to pay alimony, they go nuts. They can't believe it.
Wow. That would be great. I would call Tom right up and tell him if I'm getting alimony or if I'm getting child support.
All right. So call the offices of Adam Sachs, and we'll give you the number at the end of the hour. I'll be happy to help you.
Yeah, you won the lottery. You were unhappy. You were miserable.
Turned you right around.
You couldn't motivate yourself to get out. You kind of hung around. And then your wife got that phone call saying she had hepatitis C, and it was like winning Powerball.
Right.
Oh, I'm not still clear on where the Hep C came from. That's really strange.
Yeah, you know the story they're going to tell. She had a transfusion. It was the transfusion.
Did she have tattoos or something?
No tattoos.
Did she bang? Did she bang some remnant from a hairband from the 80s or something? That's probably
that's what it must have been.
I remember reading that's what Pamela Anderson has.
Pamela Anderson has Hep C. She does.
But she got it from the guy she was married to, right?
I don't know who she got it from.
Maybe she doesn't even know.
Maybe she doesn't. Put it this way. My opinion is that when somebody is married to a particular kind of a guy, she probably had sex with 100 other particular guys, just like the one they married.
I see.
Right. Just an opinion.
Sounds great. Well,
all right, so I hope that helps. Give me a call, and we're going to work on it, okay?
For sure. Thank you very much for taking my call. Thanks, Tom.
Always a pleasure.
Hi, George. No problem at all. Thank you.
That wasn't so bad.
Well, see, there's the deal, though. I mean, imagine this story, okay? He is, a lousy marriage, had a kid.
Of course.
Make a bad
marriage worse, right?
Right. And they were arguing, and he was not having a good time, but he just couldn't motivate himself to get out. And then the wife tells him she just got this bad news, and she's got hepatitis C, and he's like, yes!
The worst, she said she wanted the divorce. She brought it up with him, apparently.
Yeah, and then from talking to him, and you may have heard a little bit of that in this conversation, from talking to him, it seems that she, more or less, she was just trying to, give him an out, but she was hoping he would say, oh, no, honey, I want to stay with you. I want to see you through this thing. Instead, he said, divorce? Okay, cool. And that was not what she was hoping for.
Yeah, too bad.
Just my guess.
Yeah. But sometimes to get leverage in the relationship, too, you know? The woman threatens him with a divorce, and he's supposed to panic or whatever.
What leverage?
Agree to her demands.
She makes more money than he does. They have a kid. He's miserable. What leverage does she have? She must really think she's got the magic vagina.
They all do, Tom.
I know they do.
It's not a joke, by the way. And they also believe very much in the helplessness of their husband.
You know,
like if I leave him, he'll, you know, starve to death or whatever.
In the middle of having the original conversation with George on the show, I kept thinking to myself, like, doesn't she wish maybe she'd been nicer?
No, they never realized that.
You ever wish maybe you hadn't been such a cunt?
You know, Tom, you had a whole show on that, I remember.
Right.
Thanks, Tom. I see what you're trying to do with your life.
Right.
It all makes sense, you know?
Right.
You would like to have had some of these women be a little more aware, a little more appreciative. And I'm not saying they have to, you know, kiss your feet or whatever, but please, you know, instead of crying about the car that I'm supposed to buy you, how about you take a look and see what I'm working on, or what life is about, or what's important to us, or having to have some values about it somewhere, 10%, for God's sake.
But, you know, many times there's no us. Once you get married and you turn the man into a sperm donor and a human wallet, There you are. You go up and you start with your Lamaze classes. That's the first time you start splitting off. And you move on to having the baby and the baby shower and being registered for baby gifts and all that. You move on to making friends with all the mothers in the neighborhood. And
oh, God.
Meanwhile, his job is just keep going to work, coming home with money to pay for her lifestyle. I mean, he's drinking at Starbucks every day and hanging out with the other girls and what have you. And eventually, he's pretty much an indentured servant. That's the way it works.
But it's funny that the woman finally comes and says, you know, that's it. I think I want a divorce. And she's expecting the guy to panic. And he goes, oh, great idea.
How did you read my mind?
I was thinking the same thing, sweetie.
Oh, my God. That's exactly what I wanted.
Unbelievable.
So, of course, as you know, Adam,
yes.
Once she hires an attorney...
Yes.
She's not going to be so happy about this, and she's going to become difficult.
Well, the reality is that he's letting her get the initiative. She's suggesting the divorce, and he's sort of going along. The truth is it really does matter who does it first, and it tends to be the woman. Something like 85% of divorces are filed by women. So I think that he needs to get a move on. A lot of guys wait too long.
Yeah. I remember my first marriage when I didn't have there were no prenups. I was 18 in 1974.
Right.
When I got divorced in 1977, we actually hired, which you would never do, but we had no money and we were splitting up. We hired the same attorney.
Yeah.
One right. guy.
Right.
Represented us. He was on 57th Street in Manhattan, and so we had a debate about who would be the complainant.
Oh, right.
And she was like, well, like it's her driver's license. She said, well, I don't want it on my record that I was the complainant.
I broke the marriage.
I want you to be the complainant. And I was just so happy to be getting out. I was like, fine, whatever you want. Just get me out of here.
This is the one that decided she wanted to have kids, right?
That's right. You know how much that divorce
MTL
cost
MTL number one.
MTL one. $350.
Fucking A.
$350.
Those were the days, Tom.
I know. But the thing is, we both had the same attorney. That was part of it.
Well,
it's not even. Is that even like?
Not a very good idea.
What would the Bar Association think of that?
Well, it's really asking for it.
Did I tell you the story about the radio station I worked for, where the owner was an attorney?
Oh no.
Oh, this was great. This was great. This guy. Oh, many.
This is more like his trivia here.
Oh, I worked for a radio station that was owned by an attorney who had been the corporate attorney of a beverage company, and then the partner was sick of having him around, and so the partner bought a couple of radio stations in another city, and said, "Why don't you go run our new radio stations?" And so he did, and here I am. I'm about to sign a contract with this radio station, and. I said to him, well, thank you for the contract. I'm going to take this to my attorney. And he says, but wait a minute. You don't have to do that. Because here's the beauty part. I'm an attorney. Any questions you can ask me?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Why pay your attorney?
Don't worry. I won't screw you.
Are you kidding? Is that even... Look, what would the Bar Association say if they knew that?
That's a tough one.
Seriously. Unbelievable.
You'd say he might have a slight conflict of interest.
Slight. And then that's what I thought of when I thought of my first divorce.
Well, theoretically, if you didn't have anything to fight over and there were no kids and no property, you know, technically it could be the same lawyer. It's not very well advised because the two interests and the two people tend to conflict.
Right. But then, you know, and I've done it with the separate lawyers, and inevitably they have that meeting where it always starts the same way. The wife says, all right, fine. Fuck you. I just want out.
I don't want anything.
Whatever it takes. Just get me out of here. Okay, fine. But don't you... I'm sure you're going to want something. No. I just want out. I'm tired of looking at your face. I just want out. So she goes to meet with the attorney. The attorney says...
Baby, what are you doing?
Don't you know what you could be getting? Don't you know? You could be getting a lot more than... You're going to walk out of this with zero? And so suddenly the person you thought the whole thing's been resolved. Suddenly the person goes back, I want $250,000.
It's funny when I talk to guys and they tell me it's no problem and she doesn't want anything and all this. I tell them, be prepared, man.
Mm-hmm.
Don't be a fool. Don't be naive.
By the way, their attorney is probably just doing what's in their own best interest because Later on, you know, if the person walks out with zero and then decides they got screwed, you know who they're going to go after.
Well, that's right. I mean, if you let your client, well, yeah, if you let your client get a shit deal, even if they're insisting on it, then they're going to come back and sue you for malpractice. They're going to say, wait a minute, I can't believe my lawyer. He let, you know, well, isn't that what you told him to do? Well, but he was supposed to tell me and advise me not to accept zero. Or
right. So I've been there. I've gotten that last-minute call that says, I'd like another $100,000, please.
Thanks, sweetie.
Well, guess what? I've got you on tape saying you don't want anything.
Well, that was then, and this is now.
That's right. That's exactly right.
So come on, hit me with the call, Tom. What do we got?
We're taking a break.
Oh, okay.
Coming back with the call.
Oh,
you didn't realize we are already the second break here in the show.
Unbelievable. Where does the time go?
I know. Divorce attorney Adam Sachs is our guest. Here's free legal advice for you folks. If you're getting divorced, you want to get a divorce, you want to look into it, you're having problems with your child custody, child support, vaginamony, a prenuptial agreement, which if you insist on getting married, you absolutely must have. And in fact, if you're in New York State, I would step further out and say, if you're in New York State with all the run on trying to overturn prenuptial agreements, I think getting married would be OUT out for you in New York State. Forget it.
Any state.
Turn his mic back on there, Art.
Any state.
Any state. No marriage. Out.
Come on. Really? Do you really need all this aggravation?
Oh, no. Well, you know me. I tell everybody, don't do it. Don't do it. But by the way, you can always give people things. You know, if you want to take your girl on a trip around the world, or you want to give her a piano, or you want to buy her a car, you can always do those things. Why do you need a contract that requires that you do those things?
But even in the same case, if you want to leave everything to her when you die, yeah, you don't have to be married to do that either.
No. You just have to make sure that you have your will written up, because if you don't, it's going to Jerry Brown.
No, unless
your governor is.
Another good example is if you want her to make your health care decisions.
Right.
Again, that's something you can do in a separate agreement.
That's right. You don't need to get married.
Getting married is suicide, Tom.
I couldn't agree more. And that's why Adam Sachs is here. And if you've got a question about divorce, getting married, prenups, alimony, child support, child custody, all of them. You just call this number. 901-3000-TOM is our telephone number. 901-3000-TOM to talk to Adam Sachs. 901-3000-866.
Get everything for just 27 cents a day at PremiumTom.com. 901-3000-TOM. This is the Tom Likas Show.
The Tom Likas Show. We have great listeners.
And that means ecstatic advertisers.
Hi, this is Adam Sachs, and I'm an attorney, and I have been advertising on the Tom Likas Show since he got started. I didn't really know what to expect when he made the transition to internet radio. I have been very pleasantly surprised. I've gotten great response and great results, and I would certainly recommend it to anyone who wants to get into the great demographic of young men 20 to 40. And I certainly think that it is a great way to spend advertising money and to get great, great response.
If you can't remember the last time you got response from your advertising, brother, do you need to call the new normal now?
Tap into the most responsive audience in any medium.
There's no doubt about it. I'm seeing a great return on my investment.
Hop on now and be part of new media history. It's going nowhere but up. Advertise like you mean it. Call 818-52-RADIO. 818-52-RADIO. That's the new normal at 818-52-RADIO.
All right, Joe Power Torrent, taking a break from the swell and talk today. It is my esteemed honor to give you a nice little nugget of information. See, New Normal Music, that's my favorite new radio station. They are presenting the Totally Watcher Show tomorrow night, the Everyday Visuals, tomorrow at the Echo in Los Angeles. And I don't know, bro, it's like $5, $10, something like that, super cheap. And we're going to smoke fat doobie. Fat Doobie in the band, or Rip Time Band tomorrow night at the Everyday Visuals here in Los Angeles. Okay, well, Rip Time, Rip, sign off. Gotta go see the Everyday Visuals tomorrow night at the Echo, presented by NewNormalMusic.com. Get all the info. It's over Rip Time, Rip.
Hey, P1s, our show and our company, The New Normal, are one big experiment. And whether we continue into the future depends on whether we can generate enough revenue to pay our guys and our various expenses. One painless way you can help to guarantee that we'll be here is to use the Amazon.com link at blowmeuptom.com or on our Facebook page. Now, we don't ask you to buy anything you don't want or need. By clicking on our Amazon link, you'll get the same low Amazon prices you always get. And Amazon will look exactly the same to you. But the new normal gets credit every time you visit Amazon through our link. By using the Amazon link at blowmeuptom.com, you can get computers, electronics, games, clothing, just about anything, even groceries, at ridiculously low prices. And the revenue we get from Amazon helps us to keep the number of commercials to a reasonable level. Do it while you're thinking about it. Go to blowmeuptom.com or the Tom Likas Show Facebook page and click on our Amazon links to do your Amazon shopping. And pass our link along to your friends. The Amazon.com link from blowmeuptom.com. From the New Normal Studios in Burbank, your calls, our guest, Attorney Adam Sachs at 901-3000-TOM. It's our telephone number, 901-3000-TOM. If you've got a question about divorce or family law, 901-3000-866.
You know, it's really something, Tom. And this is, you always talk about the politics of this. I was looking at this thing where they're going to try to stop selling Teslas in North Carolina or whatever. They're going to make it illegal.
Right.
So you know that about a week or two ago, Florida passed a law to limit lifetime alimony. It went through both legislatures,
right.
both parts of the legislature in Florida. But the governor, who's a Republican, Mr.
Yeah.
Keep Government Out of Our Lives,
Rick
vetoed
Scott.
It. He what's his name?
Rick Scott.
He vetoed it, Tom.
Yep.
So what the effect was, therefore, was that they were going to actually say that you cannot have an award of lifetime alimony. It's not fair.
By the way, something like almost 70% majority of Floridians believe that law should have gone into effect. And, of course, the Assembly in the House
passed it.
The Assembly in the Senate in Florida passed it.
By big margins, by the way.
Yeah. And it's just like that Tesla story. That's exactly right. Same kind of thing.
No, so the whole idea that the right-wing parties or the Republicans or whatever you want to call it are supposed to be saying to limit government and keep government out of our lives, this is baloney. When it comes down to it, they're just as interventionist as anyone else.
Well, that's exactly right. Now, in the case of the Tesla story in North Carolina...
Well, that's even more bizarre.
Well, in that case, the state senator we're talking about, a guy named Tom Apodaca, Republican, received the maximum contribution from the Automobile Dealers Association of North Carolina. And this has nothing to do with getting the government on or off your back. It has to do with the guy received a lot of contributions from the auto dealers in North Carolina.
So he didn't exactly dig that Tesla sells directly to you.
Right. And by the way, they're not just going to ban, like, Tesla showrooms. They want to ban your ability to get on the TeslaMotors.com website and order a car.
So you can't go on the website from North Carolina and order your own car.
And by the way, they have no problem with the fact that Apple sells iPhones directly to the public.
Oh, God forbid.
They got no problem with that.
It's cars, not cars.
Right. But they have a problem with the fact that Tesla sells directly to customers instead of you getting some slimy, greasy salesperson gumming up the works.
I think the real word was greedy salesperson. And by the way, I read another thing that in Texas, they also did some kind of thing on Tesla, that they can show the car, but they can't tell you about it, and they can't tell you the price, and they can't sell it to you. They can only show it to you. You can only sit in it or something at the dealer.
Right.
Because you're not, because technically it's not a dealer. It's not a third-party dealer. It's wholly owned by the company
right.
itself.
But this
That's
is like the
problem.
Scam that goes on with wine and spirits. You can't buy, for example, if you want to order a bottle of Knob Creek, you can't write to the Jim Beam company. I'd say, I'd like a bottle of Knob Creek, send that to my address. You have to go to a liquor store, and the liquor store has to buy it from a distributor. And there's this whole rigmarole set up. They call it in the liquor and wine business the three-tiered system. You can't get on JimBeam.com and order a bottle of Jim Beam.
Break out the middleman.
Can't do it.
Amazing.
But why is it the government's business to be getting involved in this?
Well, because obviously the lobby of the people that are in between is strong.
Right.
Unbelievable.
I think they call it the mafia.
Well, if you look at the desires of the people of Florida, as represented in their legislatures, passing this bill by a large majority,
right,
and then getting vetoed by the governor, who's a non-interventionist Republican, laissez-faire governor, right? And he's actually on the side of what? Keeping lifetime spousal support?
Right.
So some woman I was married to 30 years ago is living on her own. She might have her own career. I still have to send her a check every month.
By the way, I have not seen an interview with this guy. I have not seen him say.
I'm sure he doesn't want to talk about it.
Yeah. No comment.
No explanation for that one.
What a jerk.
Well, listen, the concept of lifetime alimony is bizarre enough. I mean, it's just impossible to deal with.
Well, there's one way around it. Don't get married. Then you'll never be paying lifetime alimony.
Well, the other thing that you've talked about, Tom, which is significant, is what you call the gut check.
Right.
Which is that if you're approaching the 8, 9, whatever year mark in your marriage, you better really think about it. Because once you go another year or whatever, year and a half, and it's 10 years, and you're off the cliff.
Right.
There's no taking that back.
Plus, boys, and correct me if I'm wrong, Adam, but sometimes you get to 9.5 years and you get the divorce.
Yeah, they round off.
The judge says, yeah, it's close enough. Close enough to 10 years.
Strong possibility.
And you're paying anyway. So maybe 8 years you do the gut check. If you think it isn't going well now, take it from me, and I've got the experience. It isn't getting any better after this.
What's also interesting is how you talk about the different rounding off and whatnot. There is a law that sort of contradicts some of this, which says fundamentally that you're supposed to support yourself. And if you have kids, you're supposed to support your kids. And women, I've seen time and time again, that were housewives or whatever, think their husbands, you know, well off, refuse to work.
Right.
And the judge literally can be requested to order the woman to get a job or to order her to show that she's at least looking for a job and to show evidence of job searching. And that does happen. But again, you see these women that like categorically refuse to get a job. And generally speaking, I'm sorry to say, they slip through it.
Trust me when I tell you, boys, when you get married and your girl is working, she is miraculously going to find herself laid off. Which happened to me, by the way, with my big long marriage. Got married in January, and by March, she was laid off. Laid off. And then, of course, she was looking for another job, and 9 years later, she was still looking.
Never quite materialized, eh?
Never quite materialized, no. Never quite got another job after that.
So that means that in spite of it all, Tom, even when a woman doesn't have children, fundamentally her highest objective is to not have to work. Is to be able to stay home.
Right.
Now, you've had the example that you just talked about, which I think was MTL3, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes.
Who actually was your assistant, right?
MTL3?
Well, the one that you said that you had this 9 years that she didn't work.
That was MTL4.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yes.
But MTL4, during this long period of time, was like your helper working with you on your business.
Right.
Right. Think about a guy who has a self-contained job. Like he's a doctor or whatever. He works at his office or whatever. His wife isn't doing anything. Mm-hmm. She's not even involved in his work. Mm-hmm. So what is she watching, daytime television? Is that what a woman really wants in this liberated age?
Amazingly, many of them do.
Well, I'm disappointed.
They don't want to have to do anything.
I thought they were all very ambitious and career women and wanted their own job and career and life.
Take it from me, they are not. How can people get in touch with you, Adam, if they got a divorce, they got some family law issues to deal with?
I'm telling you, Tom, I killed a lot of people this week, as per usual, actually answering my phone. I had a couple of people say to me, oh, come on, you're his assistant. I said, no, it's me. Of course it's me, for Christ's sake. Okay, and they were giving me little quizzes, you know. Well, if it really is you.
Yeah.
No, but I would be happy to talk to you, and of course there's no charge for consultation. You can call me Adam Sachs, Law Office of Adam Sachs, at 1-800-340-7320. That's 1-800-340-7320, toll free, and I will be happy to talk to you about whatever ails you.
And the web address, of course, is adamlawyer.com.
Get everything for just 27 cents a day at premiumtom.com. 901-3000-TOM. This is the Tom Likas Show.
From
the New Normal Newsroom. It is time once again for Lycus 101 News for Guys of Gary Dino.
Yay.
We are brought to you in part by Beer Magazine. Go to blowmeuptom.com. Click on the Beer Magazine banner. Get your Lycus discount to a year's subscription to the number one selling magazine on newsstands devoted to beer. It's Beer Magazine. The mayor of Osaka, Japan, says that women and girls forced to provide sex to Japan's military during World War II were necessary to harness the virile power of Japan's brave soldiers. Do we need to do that here in this country?
Well, I'll tell you what, that's a...
Do we force broads to have sex with soldiers?
Sex with the soldiers? I don't know if there's me love you long times run around over here. I don't know.
Historians say Japan forced around 200,000 women to essentially become sex slaves for Japanese soldiers during World War II.
Man, they really take good care of their...
Right.
But they come up a little short in that war, so I'm going to pick our side.
Yeah, well, now they're doing a lot of apologizing and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, sorry about that.
We did
200,000 broads.
We sent two little gifts over their way to Hiroshima and Nagasaki and kind of silenced them up pretty good.
Some of these broads relaying stories that they were being beaten and forcibly raped by 20 to 40 officers.
They didn't have to be.
Per day.
I know, but they didn't even have to be. They just showed up to work. It's terrible.
Amazing deal.
Well, our Japanese friends, they took that whole thing seriously.
Yeah. A couple who had sex in the back of a cab in Dubai would be spending a couple of months in jail after losing their appeal. Apparently these two were drunk. She's from the UK somewhere. I think he is, too. End up getting hot and horny, a little drunk in the back seat, and they started to fuck, and then they got busted.
Did something? There's a story along the same lines where a couple was rolling around on the beach just fooling around, and they took it very seriously in Dubai, and they put them in jail for crying out loud, our friends, for a little bit.
Right.
There's no fooling around there, literally. They take that stuff very seriously.
Yeah. I guess they got naked in the back and everything.
Believe me, now you're really upsetting these dudes. Oh, here it is. It's at the very... right. Vince Ackers and Michelle Palmer, a British couple, caught having sex on the beach in 2008. At first, they were in trouble when it started off, and then they got convicted on an indecency crime in order to serve 3 months in prison. But instead... received a suspended sentence on appeal. So I do remember that. Listen, and you're in the Islamic State. It doesn't feel like you're in Islamic State, but in Dubai it's a little different. Yeah. But don't fool around.
No, don't be fucking around in public.
Literally.
Bad idea.
Because friends are going to crazy over there.
Yeah.
Hey, you take it seriously.
Speaking of crazy, a man shot a pregnant woman after she refused to have sex with him in southwest Detroit this morning. Mm. That's how they roll.
Yeah. Well, Detroit is crumbling before our eyes, and also having dudes shooting the pregnant women.
21-year-old dude, or 21-year-old woman, rather.
Yeah.
And she's 7 months pregnant. Dude wanted to have sex with her.
Yeah.
She said no, of course.
Mm-hmm. And so he shot her.
Out.
Wow. She was listed in temporary serious condition. I've never heard of that, so I can't tell you what temporary serious. Mm. Temporarily serious condition?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I don't know what that means.
Neither do I. But then again, a lot of stuff in Detroit goes down. I'm not quite sure what it means. So.
Yeah. Man in Florida was arrested for soliciting a prostitute on his honeymoon.
Yeah, this is really excellent because our friend must have looked at his wife getting married a few hours ago and said, oh, this sucks.
He left her behind at the hotel.
Yeah.
So went to meet a hooker.
Here's his problem. Mohammed Ahmed is 21 years old, and that's part of the problem. Mm. By the way, he was one of 92 people that was popped. And don't worry, Ahmed's not the only one in trouble. Our friend, a guy who's a youth minister, he ran into some trouble.
See what happens? Yep.
And believe me, if it's too good to be true, it probably is, and it's a cop.
Yeah. Dude's stirring some shit down there in San Diego. A sex toy shop's mobile advertisement apparently upsetting church and some other people.
Yeah.
The dildodoctor.com is the business.
Oh, well.
Our boy has like a child molester van with a big sign on the side.
That is incredible.
Apparently, it's not going over well.
No, it isn't. Yeah. And you know what? I tell you what, he's asking for trouble. I mean, just think about this. You are taking, you're taking this out and about, and the children are seeing it. Of course, people are going to get all bad in shape.
And finally, a vid alert for you. Check out Argentine singer Laura Miller as her titty falls out of her dress right on television.
Yes.
Right on TV.
And I'll tell you what, those Argentines really know how to do things. Of course, getting up to sing, that's okay. But having your tit fall out, that's a 10.
Mm-hmm.
She gets a 10 for being the winner of Argentine Idol, I said.
There you have it. It's Lycus 101 News for Guys. Dino, be sure to check out our podcast at GaryandDino.com. Show 500 coming up this Thursday evening, 7 p.m. Pacific, with your phone calls right here at BlowMeUpTom.com from the New Normal Studios in Burbank. We are back to the Tom Lycus Show right after this.
Your brand name is important to you, so it's important for you to protect it. SlamDunkDomains.com is where you need to start. The guys at Slam Dunk Domains are experts in helping you protect your brand with top-level domain names, .com, .net, .org, and many more. Plus, they'll host your website and email right at the same place. Visit SlamDunkDomains.com today and enter coupon code TOM101 for a 15% discount on any purchase over $30. Let the guys over at SlamDunkDomains.com score for you and your business. SlamDunkDomains.com.